So we start with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hundred Devas Joyful Realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh ripe curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water bears the main flowers, fragrant incense like scented water, and so forth. Actually performed the mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you throw for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. And the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you'll please turn to page 13 in the booklet, and you'll see the section that says 5-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's say that 20 times to ourselves, and then we'll chant it together the 21st time. Go to the second verse of the dedication. Let's read that. Page 21. In all my life with the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. And now go to the Gold Book, page 97. And we'll chant 97 and 98.
So please think about altruistic attitude, so then we'll say resting position of prayer, okay? Altruistic attitude. Please try all your best to generate altruistic attitude. So
Janam la janju badu dani chapsuti dadi chenju sesanandu dora pente tange pasho
sanje
sedan soki janam la janju badu dani chapsuti dadi chenju sesanandu dora pente tange pasho
Good evening. Yeah. Welcome back to Loving Class. discussions about Pardo? Any question or any like about Pardo? If not, then I'll go right into the book. Any question or any concern? any concern or maybe concern increase after knowing about Pardo or no? Yeah, so if not nothing to discuss, then we'll jump into birth, what do you call it? Birth, yeah, death, part or not birth, huh? So it's called a Pen de Samba. Samba is like intentions. Pen means, you know, benefit, mind that benefits. Mind that wants to benefit in others, you know, mind that wants to benefit. Pen pesem, called pen sem. Pen means benefit. Sem that mind. If you have that, you know, if you have that mind, nothing to worry. Even though you're reading about all this, you know, about Pardo, nothing to be worried. So something that you can generate. Something you can generate. So that's all, you know. It's quite simple to say, but, you know, practically it's not, you know, easy to do, but, you know, in the world it's so simple, you know, just altruistic attitude, the mind that wants to benefit others, you know. That's very, very important, very important. While you are alive, while we are dying, when we're dead, after death, you know, so it's all, you know, that's what is matter. Mind that want to benefit all, not just one group, not just, you know, similar, all. That's important. Because everybody has, you know, everybody, what is it called, has complications, you know, complications. Everybody goes through complications, so... So based on that, not based on biologically related, or not based on that, then you can open up. You cannot open your heart towards all living beings if it's just based on biological relationship. From Buddhist point of view, relationship with the other is much more deeper than that. Oh. So, Tendasamba, very, very important. Whatever ways that we can generate altruistic intentions, so that's what is needed. So that is precious jewel. Even though you don't know anything about Dharma, that's okay. Long as you have this, you know, altruistic intentions, that's the jewel. Knowledge, whether that becomes jewel or not, is very much dependent on mind. Your brain can fill with the knowledge. The same time, your heart is like hot, is like desert. Nothing will grow. No, then it's going to be like yeah, hot desert. No, then nothing will grow. Or maybe like piece of stone or rock underneath the oceans. You know, been there like 100 years, but the rock itself is dry. It's not soft. It's just, you know, when you put it there, same. And when you take it out, the same, there's nothing much different. So maybe in only difference, maybe there's something will grow outside, what you call mold. Yeah, so that's it. I don't know if moss is probably not useful. Altruistic attitude, intention, the mind that wants to benefit. Just wants to benefit, that's what is the matter. While we are alive, while we are dying, after death, that's what it matters. Huh? Other than that, then not much useful, even this body. You know, so spend so much time, take care, you know, after time of death, you know, not much useful. But only that mind. So whatever ways that we can generate, you know. So this being every day, whatever ways we can generate this transcend, you know, mind they want to help. Even just looking at a squirrel in the garden, you can generate that mind, so you don't have to have, you don't have to sit in front of your altar. You can just watch in your backyard when you see the bird, you can generate that mind. You can, when you see the squirrel, you can generate that mind. It's not that, you know, you don't have to have no altar to do that. When you see the bird, mother bird feeding the, what you call, baby bird, sometimes it's interesting because sometimes the mother is smaller than baby, baby is bigger than mother. So I'm not sure, sometimes I get confused which one is the mother, which, who's feeding who. So, amazing, like, so much sacrifice, no, they take care of the baby. So then, it's like that, you know, back and forth, many times. So then slowly, your heart will open up. Why you should have no compassion towards those beings. So, even though right now there you see as a bird, but you know, relationship between you and that bird is far more deeper than that we know. So altruistic attitude, okay? Tende samba, huh? That's important, huh? So therefore, you know, the Chandrakriti, Chandrakriti, usually when you write book, you write homage, right? Homage. Mostly, generally speaking, most homage, you know, that's like salutation to some divine being, to Buddha, to Manjushri, to our Lokiteshwara, you know, then all kind of, you know, different deities. Chandrakriti, okay, yes, Chandrakriti salutation is to compassion. You know, right from his beginning of the book, he's right homage to compassion. Compassion is the beginning, is very important, in the middle is very important, in the end is very important, compassion. That's something we all can generate, you know, we all can generate. Here, there, I'm not saying like all day long, but here, there, you know, you can generate, you know, let it be here, there. That's how, how it's been done. So then, you know, reading about Pardo, bird, all of that, nothing to worry. Why you worry? Because most of the time that, you know, you have this mind alive in your body, or in your heart, the mind's alive, you know, the one to benefit, other. That's all, you know, benefit, not to change, just want to benefit. Not to change their lifestyle, not to change their interests, just to benefit, that's all. Not to change their belief, not to change their culture, just to benefit, that's all. So, then your own happiness will start. Our own happiness will start. When you think like that, your own happiness increase. So that's why I said cherishing other is a door to all the happiness. So that's what it means, cherishing others. Door to all the happiness. That's the best way to cherish yourself. That's how you cherish yourself. If you really want to cherish in a smart way, in a very skillful way, if you really want to cherish yourself, you cherish others. That's the best way to cherish yourself. Ignoring others' you know, happiness, then thinking just about you, that's not a skillful way to cherish yourself. That kind of mindset is called chronic disease. You know? So because of that we suffer. You know? We suffer because of that. Or, you know, everything should be about me, you know, there's nothing for others, you know. If somebody is crying for my happiness, that's good. Doesn't matter, it's not a big deal. If I need to cry for someone else's happiness, then that's very bad, you know, like that. Also, tender samba, that's very important. That is the precious jewel, tender samba. Each one of us, we can generate. As I've said, you know, you don't have to sit in front of the altar. Just looking from the window, you can generate that. You can look. So that is, you know, Yeah, and birds. Now, just looking at the birds, you can generate that. No? Every day, little bit here, there, no? So that's why you meditate. That's why you say prayers, no? You're hoping through prayers, then you can generate. Yeah, you could generate. You don't have to look at the bird, but you could generate. You know? Just meditation, you know, saying prayers, you could generate that mind too. Oh yeah, so just want to share that with you. That it makes you calm, peaceful, relaxed, less nervous, less anxiety. Even though something's happening here, you don't take that very seriously, you know, because your heart is much bigger than the situations. Your heart is much more bigger than the situations. This thing more situations doesn't bother your mind, not your heart as much, because you are thinking, your heart is thinking something really, really huge, big, you know. So, and with that kind of, you know, with that kind of heart, and doing tonglen practice, or taking other people's miserable conditions through meditations, is not that you know, problems, you know. So, and not just doing that, but happily doing that, happily, very happy. So then your heart is always filled with some degree of joy, you know, always. Every day, you know, there's some joy in your heart. Every day there's some joy in your heart. Rather than no joy. You know, every day there's some level of joy deep in your heart. Is there? Is there? So need to nurture that. Need to nurture that. So because of that, no. So that's important. That's important to keep in your mind. Oh, that's the method. No, that's the method. Side of the teacher's method, compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, all of that method side. So then emptiness side, you know, then the wisdom side is hard to understand, but it's not that hard to, when it comes down to realization, it's not that hard, but it's hard to understand. Method side is very easy to understand, but hard to generate. Compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, easy to understand, but hard to generate. But emptiness is hard to understand, but easy to know. Generate realizations. You know, it's just meditate, just think and meditate. You know, so there's two, you know, two method and the wisdom. Yeah. So, now, may I read from some here? So we finish. We talk about death. Now we talk about pardo. Now we are here, the birth. The birth. Where we stop, Hamla?
Yes, that's where we stop. So we start on how you then take rebirth.
So let us say nga che nga means womb, nga means womb, nga che means womb birth, I say womb birth, dje miracle birth, dje se celestial realms, all the beings, there's no womb birth, it's like miracle birth. Egg birth. This is the right English, birth of egg or egg birth?
Birth from an egg.
Birth from womb, birth from miracle. Miracle birth, birth from egg, gongjeje, birth from heat, teje. These are the four births. Ngaje, mum, ngajeje, miracle birth, egg, heat. These are four births. So now this one is where the first explanation here is all based on whom? Whom? Not the Java you mentioned. Pasidi, the Pasidi, Kivin is a Ramda written the Sinjin Tone, Tadala, so now right now it's just knowledge, okay? Just simple knowledge. Just we are studying from Buddhist point of view, how you know somebody takes birth. That's what we're studying. Not to tell you, not only Parsi, the Parsi means no Parsi. State between. That the Parsi means state between death and birth. Parsi, so the intermediate state. How they translate it? Parsi. Parsi de kewe ne so randa rikti me sinje tonne se kewe ne randa rikti me sinje tonne se. So basically that intermediate state is looking for birth. So then you know, but go everywhere, you know, go rikti me sinje tonne se, rikti me sinje tonne se, randa rikti me se. If the intermediate state, if that intermediate state is about to take human rebirth, then only sees human. No, because human, so see human, Ramadhyam Sinje, Tony Tadala, Tawata, Tewasa, Chawadhyanis, wanting to look at them, wanting to play with them, you know, that kind of mindset, wanting to look at them, wanting to play with them. So see, it's not all bad. So you know, also the intermediates still want to play. So, it's all not bad. So wanting to see, wanting to play, you know. So, Kewa Randa Ritin Sinjian Tone Tadala Tawa 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 Tawa. Oh, sorry, that's not, that's mistake, no wanting to play, sorry. Not wanting to play. Tawa Tawa Tawa. So, Tawa 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 Tawa. That's how that intermittent state take rebirth, oh. What is it in English? What is that?
How you then take rebirth is on the bottom of page 311. If a being of the intermediate state is to be born in a womb, it observes beings of the same type as itself at its future birthplace. It then wishes to gaze at them, play with them, and so forth.
Gaze? What is gaze?
Look at them.
Oh, gaze. Oh, that's another new word for me, gaze. Probably much more sophisticated than look. Huh? But it was sophisticated in look?
Yeah.
Gaze. Oh.
Yeah.
Gaze, I don't know.
So,
nice thing? Yeah. So long as you know, I think that's good. So, gaze. Okay, gaze. Oh. So I really forget this word. So I'm not going to use it, but it's okay. So I want to do it in Georgia today. Pame kurda chinji lodo tongwa te desi. Taking birth by power of prayer, you know, that's different. Taking birth, power of prayer or wish, this is a little bit different. This here, taking rebirth, empowered by action and thought. You know, that's what it is, action and thought. It's not like, the pame kurda la chinji lodo tongwa te desi, chinji lodo tongwa te desi. Tese pama ni nyabu chewa me shindo, nyabu chewa dima shindo tong desu, tero chabon juro wache. So now, can you first read? So this is quite clear and Paul Noni explained. So it was already clear in the book. Yeah, please, Lama, can you read?
It then wishes to gaze at them, play with them, and so forth, and desires to reach this place. It misperceives its father's semen and its mother's blood as its parents lying together. Its parents...
The blood, the actually egg, is not really blood, it's egg. It's more like egg, it's not, you know. So that's called red bodhicitta, you know, bodhicitta. Most of you know bodhicitta, the mind that desires 24 hours, desire for happiness for other living beings. You know, mind that desire for happiness for other living beings. 24 hours. That's called bodhicitta. So that's called, sometimes you see red bodhicitta, that refers to egg, mom's egg. white bodhicitta, they refer to the drop. Drop? Simum, work or simum?
Semen, yeah.
Semen. They refer to that. What is it?
Let's see.
Here, even the Tibetan word is ta, means blood. Literally means blood. But in this case, you don't listen, that's how they translate it, because the ta. So you know, that's like usually like the egg. That's literally the translation.
So it misperceives its father's semen and its mother's blood as its parents lying together. Its parents are not actually lying together at this time yet. As if in an illusion, it seems them lying together and becomes attached. If it is to be born female, it turns away from the woman and desires the man, wanting to lie with him.
So see, this is very foreign to your ear. But you don't talk right here. You don't talk like that. No, no, not like that. I'm not sure. There's any class about birth?
Not like that.
How they do they talk about how people take rebirth?
No.
So that's what I'm saying, it's very foreign.
If it is to be born male, it turns away from the man and desires the woman, wanting to lie with her.
So nothing to explain. Please read it as fast as you can. So not just joking. Not just joking.
In this way, as the levels of yogic deeds explains, it does not see its actual parents. It sees them lying together through misperceiving the semen and egg.
Yes, now please.
Okay. Having conceived such a desire, the being of the intermediate state draws closer and closer to the man and woman, eventually arriving at a point where it cannot see any part of their bodies except for their genitals. Angry at this sight, it dies and is reborn.
Dissatisfaction, not really. I don't think it's really anger, but like the has the. Dissatisfaction. That's not what that father want to see. The father want to see man or woman, but you know, that's not what they see in the end. That's why they are dissatisfied. Probably not.
Moreover, the mother and the father generate desire, which becomes intense for a period, at the end of which a gelatinous semen is emitted. Then drops of semen and blood invariably issue forth from the two of them, mixing within the mother's reproductive tract, then congealing like the skin on the top of boiled milk that has been allowed to cool.
Does this seem like medical? Pretty much same? Mm-hmm. Medical point of view or different? But we have the two doctors here, Dr. Watkin and Dr. Brown. So I have not qualified to say anything in front of them. So that's what is here. So I'm not sure from the medical point of view.
At this point, the intermediate state of the being who is to be reborn ends, and this being's fundamental consciousness enters the congealed mass. The force of this consciousness brings together a developed combination of blood and egg and semen that is conducive to producing the sensory faculties, as well as a mixture of the former congealed blood and semen and subtle traces of the four great elements that are the causes of the five sensory faculties.
So I kind of lost. So which section?
These traces are something that is other than the congealed blood and semen. Something that has sensory faculties and that is other than what was formerly there arises. After the consciousness has entered, at this point it is called rebirth.
Rebirth.
Those who do not accept that a fundamental consciousness exists assert that the mental consciousness takes rebirth.
Yeah, no need to talk about that. That's like more headache. more headache. No need more headache. So yeah, so that part, you know, is not practically don't need to know. But if you want to debate, you know, if you want to debate, then you have to know this. Unless I think we don't debate here, so no need to worry. So they're talking about mind-only school. No, mind-only school. So that's what they're talking about. So see, that's where life begins, between two drops. No, that's life begins. That's where life ends. When the life ends, everything dissolves, then that's where life ends. No? That's where consciousness, subtle consciousness go back in between the two drops. That's how life begins, that's how life ends. Kind of amazing, you know. That's you know, what we call Gizhigelek. So actually there's a drop, you know, there's two drops, that's made out of two drops. If you just show there's two drops, it's hard to how you can how you can see there's you, you know, there's no you in your body, there's no any I say there's no any. So that's, you know, that's what it is. This body is that. You know, there's two drops. There's a body. There's a body. You know, there's this. You know? But it used to be like just two drops. Very simple. Now they become quite complicated. So that's what it is. That is our body. You know, believe it or not, that is our body. There's two drops. So then between that, there's a consciousness. That's how life begins. So then, you know, then like after has a Dagushachu, 9 months, 10 days, according to Abhidharma Kosha, 9 months, 10 days, that's the, how long we stay in the mother's womb. So then everything slowly develops, and all these limbs and everything develop. So then basically these two drops, then it develops. It used to be just two drops, so now we call me in my body. That's our identity, right? Identity. You know, sometimes it's hard to believe, but that's what it is. So,
If the being of the intermediate state has accumulated little merit, it is born into a low class. As it dies, as it dies and enters the womb, it hears a loud clamor and sees itself entering a marsh, a thick forest, or some other such place. If it is currently cultivating virtue, it is born into an elite class. It hears peaceful and pleasant sounds and sees itself entering a mansion, palace, or the like.
What's the clan? What's the clan?
Elite class, like
high class.
Yes, high class.
So this is, you know, like, used to be very important. You know, used to be important. Now, majority of the people are educated. You know, people don't care. People in development country like West America, people don't talk about. There's no caste, right? In America, there's no caste system.
No caste system.
Long time ago, it's important. Burman Maharaja means, you know, great king. Then Burman, like Burman, that generally speaking, Burman, like people, the people who just say only truth. When you take oath, sometimes you take oath and then you say something.
Yeah, you swear an oath.
Then you have to repeat something. You say you are going to say truth.
Truth and nothing but the truth. So help.
That is a Barman. That's a Barman.
The truth, the whole truth.
But then nothing but truth. That's called Tangzong. Tangzong is a Barman. Supposed to be like that Barman who only tells truth, then nothing but the truth, or something like that. Oh? So that's called Barman, so that's not special caste. But in Tibet, you know, so see, Everybody does not have family name. So see, when you come to America, they ask your family name. We don't have family name. Me, my brother, we have totally different name. My father, my mother have totally different name. So now, kind of create big problems. You know? So only the rich people have family name. Rich people. People have family name. Rich people have family name. Not everybody has family name. So last name is all different. You know? So now, you know, there are only rich people in Tibet have family names. Oh, so that not everybody has family names. Oh, so that I see no birth certificate. So Gisham would say his birth certificate is pillar inside his house, pillar, wooden pillar. That's where the moms write it down when he was born. Part of calf there, calf. That's his birth certificate. So how you can bring whole pillar? So anyway, here the caste, you know, system now, that's long time ago. It's quite important now, you know. So people, you know, like in the, like development country, people are maybe against the caste system. They, you know, they don't embrace, you know. So they, I think that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. So about there's good things, you know, or maybe, you know, there's like downside of caste system. So now you see, you know, some part of, you know, Nepal or India still, you know, there's some problem there. So if on the planet, when they're like talking about when the caste system is very much important. No, if you have a lot of merit, then you are going to be born as, you know, in high caste because the power of merit. So that doesn't mean, you know, there's a part of the result, you know, so it's not like that. So then you will have the best rebirth. You know, based on the body, physical body, look, caste, everything will be as the best. That's what it means. Okay? So it took too much time, so they're not that important.
This in Zen
only important is the Gita with birth certificate. Pillar, wooden pillar, probably 40 years old now, they still have there in the house.
This thing then remains in the womb for 38 weeks, and there develops all of the limbs and extremities. 4 days later, it is born.
So, Dagu Shaju, so here like 9 months, 10 days, 38 weeks, how much, how many days? 38 weeks, 9 months, 10 days, 38 weeks. My math is zero. I have no math. 9 months, 10 days. So anyway, so I was wondering, because these books have been written like way before that our parent, grandparent was born, you know, in London. I was wondering, are they accurate? You know, accurate. Dagu shajo. That time there's no machine. There's no machines. When they wrote this book, there's no machines. You know, like now they have all kind of machines. They have no machines, but they talk about that. You know, how long the baby will remain in the mother's womb? Quite amazing. You know.
4 days later, it is born. According to the Descent into the Womb Sutra, the fetus is fully developed after 9 months or more have passed. At 8 months, it is almost fully developed. At 6 or 7 months, it is not fully developed, as its limbs are not complete. Study the Descent into the Womb Sutra for details on these stages of development. If the being of the intermediate state does not have a desire to go to a birthplace, it will not migrate there, and having not done so, will not be reborn there. Take, for example, the case of those who have committed and accumulated karma for a rebirth in a hell, like those who have no vow against activities such as butchering sheep or poultry or marketing hogs. In these people's intermediate state, they see, as if in a dream, sheep and such at their future birthplace and rush there, driven by their delight in their former habits. Then anger is aroused at the forms which attracted them and the birth to the birthplace, at which point their intermediate state ends and they are reborn. Hungry ghosts with goiters and others who are similar to hell beings take rebirth in a like manner.
So I don't think there's hungry ghosts in America, because America, you have so much food. What do you think? You know, people see things, you know, even in the West, you know, in developing country, people see things. But, you know, in our realms, there are many, many pieces, many, many beings. So the hungry ghost is one of them, you know. So, see, we can 100% say, oh, people don't see, because I don't see. Maybe because they're dead, he don't see or she don't see. We cannot say. Some people do see things that, you know, you don't see. Oh, see, Tabje Lama Zoba Rinpoche, you know, our like teacher does all this, you know, offerings. So, I was helping Rinpoche when Rinpoche came to Raleigh. I was helping Rinpoche, you know, doing this like offering practice for those. Basically, the hungry ghost, you know, that particular practice that Rinpoche does. And I was helping Rinpoche. So, some of you may have saw the Rinpoche wearing this kind of funny hat, kind of covers the face a little bit, you know. There's a lot of like,
fringe.
Huh?
Fringe.
Like tanga, like, yeah, fringe. Hmm? So one time the Rinpoche doing that, I'm helping Rinpoche, all of a sudden Rinpoche just looking around like, no, it can, it's hard to say, it can lay, some people do see, you know, some people do see, you know. So probably some people, otherwise all these things, how in the world they can write something like that, there's no machine to see. How can they write? Somebody probably sees, no? Somebody sees everything. Somebody sees everything, no? So you need to think about, and the hungry ghost, that's like another beings, no? Very, very unfortunate beings, no? So the Rinpoche does all the time just in the practice, so just want to say on this, that's all. Today?
If the being of the intermediate state is to be reborn as an animal, hungry ghost, human, desire realm deity, or form realm deity, it observes at its birthplace delightful beings similar to itself. Then, conceiving a liking and a desire for that place, it migrates there and becomes angry upon seeing the birthplace, at which time its intermediate state ends and it is reborn. This is according to the levels of yogic deeds. Rebirth in hell for those who are not people like those mentioned above, persons who have no vows such as poultry, butchers, and hog sellers, occurs in a similar fashion. The treasure of knowledge says, you desire smells, places, or other things. In his commentary on this, Vasubandhu explains that if the being of the intermediate state is to be reborn from heat and moisture, it craves smells, while if it is to be reborn spontaneously, it desires a place and is subsequently reborn there. It further explains that if this being is to be reborn in a hot hell, it craves warmth, while if it is to be reborn in a cold hell, it longs to be cool. Egg birth is explained similarly to womb birth. I have followed the levels of yogic deeds in explaining how you die and are reborn in unexceptional cases.
So that's now finished. Birth, Now death in the middle state, birth is complete, finished. Now here we talk about 12 link. Now this is quite interesting here, like Trijesna. Trijesna has a heat, birth from heat. So there is a the desire for smell. Career, do you know anything about, can you tell me which one is born by heat? What kind of beings are born by heat? How's about what do you call this? They go some small thing here, comes in the hair.
Light.
Move very slowly. Move very, very slowly. Live here. Not just here, something or live in the clothes.
Yeah, lice. Lice.
But America probably there's no lice, but in my hometown.
Oh, yes. There's lice.
In the clothes?
In hair. Yeah.
No, on the hair, I'm not sure. In the clothes. My father is like he all. In my hometown, people don't wash their clothes much, so they hardly change their clothes. So then you see, all of a sudden, then you see one coming there. My father really, really get upset because he says, they will not come out if you are by yourself at home. When you go to the public place, so then they will show up. I'm not sure if it's true or not true, but that's what he says. He's talking about the downside of this. What do you call it?
Lice. No, not flea.
Move very, very slowly. Not the flea market here. not a jump. Move very slowly. Many legs. So. No. It's like round. Probably that's a good thing you don't saw. You have no memory. So I have tons of memory. So no need to talk. So anyway, so teeth of disease. That disease, medical birds, they are looking for a place. This is interesting. So they are looking for. They are more attached to a place. Pretty much form realm. Within desire realms, not human realms, but celestial realms. That's where they go. That's where they born. These are all, generally speaking, it's not like definite. It's all generally speaking. It's not definite. Okay. So that concludes. Dead birth and as a. Pardon, or sometimes there's a three body. So if you are familiar with that death dissolution practice, so then you know that term, the three bodies. They're trying to combine, before they die, they practice, they try to combine death, birth, intermediate state, they combine with dream, sleep, when you wake up, they try to combine that, they try to combine that, try to practice that. To become familiar. So now, today I'll let you know some more interesting. I'll talk about that trail link. Today?
The 12 factors of dependent arising. Reflections.
Trail link. Trail, you remember when you go outside, there's panka? There's trail link. There's trail link.
Reflections from the viewpoint.
Dugde nimi sala mabena dugde means downside. The downside dugde literally means suffering. And from Buddhist point of view, suffering does not mean pain. Suffering. Some of the suffering is hard to understand. Suffering does not mean pain. So usually I think, my point of view, I think it's more like complication. Complications. That's what I think. Suffering is complications. So everything, as I mentioned before, you know, when you look at somebody, oh, somebody has cat, when you visit somebody's house, oh, kind of cat, like kind of cuddling with the person, they say, oh, it's really nice, very cute, so nice, I really want one cat. But you just see that image, that picture, you know, that comes with a lot of complications. So, no, you don't see that, but you just see that, oh, it's kind of cute, you know, cuddling there, kind of cute looking, so they're going to get cat, you know, so then they're all kind of, you know, so then cutting nail, or all kind of, but you know, if you do this, all those things, with a positive mind, it's all merit too, all merit, because I used to have cat, you know, so I used to have one cat, you know, so I have, I have experience. So when you have one, it's different than seeing cat with someone else than having one, your own one. And it's a little bit different. So from litter box to litter box to food, you know. So then hair, all the cutting nails. Fortunately, Minje, my cat, when I cut her nail, She's so patient, she will let me cut her nail, no problems at all. No, she's so patient. So I don't have any problems with her. I never had cat in my life. So Ninja is the second one. I think Sandra got me one. Then I called her Omani, little one, gray little one. When I first got, it's like a ball of dust. Kaiser. Looks like a ball of hair, gray hair, like kind of blowing around the house. tiny. When I walk, I check her hair. Tiny. When people call me for dinner, so I took her with me. They are with me here. This is unfortunately, she passed away, you know. After that, another cat, Ninja. Only thing that one day the Ninja has all this has the dandruff.
Oh.
You know, so I don't do anything, you know, I just, a lot of them, I thought, oh, maybe I should clean them, I don't know how to clean. So I thought, oh, maybe I should give a shower. So I turn on the shower. I pick her up every day probably 10-20 times, you know, from I put my hand between her leg, that's how I had to pick her up, so that she's kind of heavy. Turn the shower, so then put it there. Then, oh my goodness, Ninja, I feel so bad. But Ninja, wow! Then, you know, there's two. Then I learn, okay, no problem. So I have no idea. So you don't give shower to cat. everything's come with a complication. Everything's come with a complication. House, car, job, money, you know, like furniture, everything that we, it all come with a complication. So then, not just that, on top of that, our mind makes more complicated. So that's what I call tentative with somebody. Do they name some of Madena Tabat Mishimis? If we don't think about the downside of all these complications within the samsara, so we are not going to seek liberation from samsara. Kunjung, Kore Jurim Masamna, Kunjung, there's no like second noble truth. So then this refers to this one, 12 link. If we don't think about 12 links, we are not going to learn how to free ourselves from samsara. We are not going to learn how to cut the root of samsara. If you don't study twirling, we are not going to learn how to cut the root of samsara. That's why it's important. Lama Tsongkhapa said, oh. Oh yeah, so now, then it's going to somebody see here.
Reflection from the viewpoint of the 12 dependent arisings. The second part of the method for developing the mind intent on liberation is to reflect on the 12 aspects of dependent arising. This topic has...
Dependent arising?
Yes.
Dependent arising. So one of my friends, Rinpoche, went, I invited him to New Orleans. New Orleans to give some teachings. So Rinpoche's pronunciation not that good. So Rinpoche talking about this dependent arising. Somebody in the audience keep hearing Tibetan uprising. So all of a sudden the people cannot make, I don't know what. So they go all confused, also all of a sudden middle of nowhere, so Tibetan uprising. So actually the boy is saying dependent arising. So that's, I remember that joke. It's actually not a joke, but it's actually what happened. So the people, the students thought he's talking about Tibetan uprising, which is like March 10, 1959. That's the first one, March 10, 1959. So then after that, every year there's Tibetan uprising day. So the Rinpoche is talking about dependent arising, didn't it?
This topic has four parts. Mm. The division into 12 factors. 2, abbreviated classification of the factors. 3, the number of lifetimes required to complete all 12 factors. And 4, how their significance is summarized. The division into 12 factors. The 12 factors of dependent arising are 1.
So that's like how they divide it in the Abhidharma Kosha, Treasure of Knowledge, text that's written by Vasubandhu. So in that text, chapter number 3, no, there's a detailed explanation about 12 links. So that's where that is divided. Among those first one,
it's ignorance, the treasury of knowledge. Ignorance is like animosity and falsehood.
So here, word marikpa. Marikpa means not knowing, not seeing. So somehow, I'm not sure, like, sometimes a word also doesn't matter. Marikpa means see. Marikpa means not see. Oh? Marikpa, unknowing, not knowing. So I usually use this word, not knowing. Not knowing how to use this table clock, that's also, you can say ignorance, but you know, it's like not knowing. Marikpa, isn't it? So see, 12 links, when you go outside, there's painting. There's 12 links. The first one, blind person, or somebody has error in their eyes, blind, means not seeing. That's the either illustration they use in art, is like somebody who has error in their eyes, that means not able to see. Okay, so that Marikpa, isn't it? Zealous, that's Abhidharma Kosha.
Animosity and falsehood refer neither to the absence of friendship and truth, nor to what is different from these two, but rather to the classes of phenomena that are, am I on the right page? Are directionally antithetical to and incompatible with friendship and truth. Likewise, not knowing also refers neither to the absence of that cognition, which is the remedy for not knowing, nor to what is other than this, but to the classes of phenomena that are directly antithetical to and incompatible with cognition.
Sometimes, you know, sorry to say, sometimes they make unnecessarily complicated, you know, but so no need to know. So basically what we are talking about not knowing, ignorance, that's all. So go on. Marikpa is there, the Marik Miza Dinsoshins. Marik Miza Dinsoshins. Marik Miza Dinsoshins. She has sung this. Teya Miza Watang, Zini, Zawam, Demaka Watam, Mam Tini, the Shematan, Mishichi. Zawa ta dinti ki ganda chibi mizhe chibi chibi ta Marikpa yang nimbo chibi rikpa katan ta tere chibi ta mizhe chibi rikpa ganda mizhe chibi 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 chibi. So uh, We are not talking about every not knowing. No, we are not. We are talking about specific not knowing, not every not knowing. We are not talking about not knowing how to use this table clock. We are not talking about that. Even though there are many, many of them. But here, what is important is like, see, we are talking about fundamental unknowing. Unknowing or fundamental confusion. See, what is self? What is self? So people have all kind of ideas, or some people they think aggregate, you know, aggregate is a self. Or some people say not all the aggregate, maybe from aggregate, maybe their self means my body. My body, that's me, you know. Or then when you debate that, people then say, okay, maybe continuation of my body. Or maybe collection of an old aggregate. You know, there's people have different ideas about when you come down how to identify self. So not knowing what is self, that's fundamental not knowing, fundamental confusions. So that's the one we are talking about here. It's not like, you know, as a mizawata jini mizawata jini zawa debakaba samam tenishima tani mishiji so so if you want to know, so I think that part, what part Lamala read, and it's not that important. If you really want to know, then we can go back and I can explain. And from my point of view, all this, no, I think that's not important. What is important is here, specific unknowing, fundamental unknowing, that's like not knowing how to define self. Right from the beginning, yeah, we become attached to self. No, I is more important. I, then my, then mine, all of that, no? So the I, if you don't have clear understanding of that I, so everything that you are building on that is like just building on unknowing, you know, building on confusions. Then that leads to more complications, no? That's why all this complication within the samsara causes by this self-grasping mind. Self-grasping mind, mind that grasping on self very tightly, that self is not exist. No, not exist. Or we don't bother to analyze within, we don't bother to analyze. When you start to analyze, then you know that very self that you are grasping very tightly, that self does not exist. Because everything then pile on that, then from there, my mind, you know, it's all, it's more complications. So that's the root of the samsara. That's the root of all the complications. That's the root of all the complications. So, then, understanding of emptiness, you know, understanding of emptiness, so, selflessness, selflessness. So that's the wisdom. That wisdom will cut that. That wisdom will cut that. No? So, you know, some of you know, chi practice chi. Huh? Chi is not like, you know, carrying this big drum, then going like that, you know, just chanting. No. Chi means cut. If you don't understand emptiness, this is just, you know, anybody can learn, you know, how to do that. Then go down, down, down. So the retreat of Arjuna Buddha said, when you're doing Guru Puja, Arjuna said, every is also, la 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 la, ay, la la. The Buddha said, need to think the meaning, otherwise, to what it means, that means that not much, you know. So need to think. So chi means, you know, cut. What we need to cut, that confusion, that fundamental unknowing, we need to cut that. So that's the specific unknown. Okay, that's what is important to know. All the other things, no? It says they're trying to explain that then in different ways, but it makes something more complicated. Okay. Tell me? Yeah.
Regarding this, the great scholar Dharmakirti asserts that here the remedy, cognition, is the cognition of the real, the meaning of the selflessness of persons. Therefore, its antithesis is the reifying view of the perishing aggregates, the conception of a self in persons. along with its interpretation, which sees ignorance as a misapprehension of the meaning of reality, there is a second view held by the scholar Asanga and his brother Vasubandhu, which assert that ignorance is merely confusion about the meaning of reality.
Same meaning of reality.
In brief, they say that ignorance is a mind
Meaning of reality, that refers to emptiness. Okay? Meaning of reality, that refers to emptiness.
In brief, they say that not knowing is a mind that does not know its object, but also that it is not a misconception. However, Dharmakirti on the one hand and Asanga and Vasubandhu on the other are alike in asserting that the wisdom that knows selflessness is the principal remedy for not knowing.
So anyway, so I already explained, you know, that's what we need to know. Not knowing means not knowing self. But it kind of sounds funny, but so that sounds funny, not knowing self. Everybody thinks that everybody, you think, I think, we all think I have no self, but no, but that. So when you analyze, but unless you see emptiness, but other than that, nobody knows self. You know, everybody has some idea about self. Doesn't mean that people know, you know. Having idea of self doesn't mean that you know about self, you know self. So,
Asanga's Compendium of Knowledge states that there are two types of confusion. Confusion about karma and its effects, and confusion about the meaning of reality. To the first, you accumulate compositional activities for rebirth in miserable realms. To the second, you accumulate the compositional activities for rebirth in happy realms.
There's no... even though there's many, many unknown, but mainly here, there's two main, not knowing causalities. Then not knowing, you can say not knowing selflessness or not knowing emptiness, same. No different, same.
And then,
if somebody thinks, oh, action doesn't matter. So then there's, you know, clearly not knowing causality. Action does matter. Every action counts. Even the animal action, that counts too. Not just human action. Every action counts. So actions. So what Mother Teresa said, you know, so didn't use the word karma, but what Mother Teresa said is like, we are in the end, we are going to judge by our actions. In the end, we are going to judge by actions. So then, causality.
Part two, compositional activity.
So then now we know first link, not knowing. Or you can say a fundamental confusion, or not knowing, or like has a or ignorance, you know. Ignorance, either way you can say. So that's finished, you know.
Compositional activity is karma.
There's
two kinds of karma. Non-meritorious karma, which impels miserable rebirths, and meritorious karma, which impels happy rebirth. The latter is further divided into two types. Two types. Meritorious karma, which impels happy rebirth into the desire realm, and invariable karma, which impels happy rebirth into the higher deities realm.
If the deities, if the word deities in English, If the word death is death, if there's a translation of the word yitam, in Tibetan called yitam, you know, yitam, the connotation of that word is like mind bind. You know, your mind binds into something. Could be Tara, could be Manjushri, could be Avalokiteshvara. That's called yitam. That's the connotation or etymology. Etymology of that word. You know, doesn't mean, but yitam usually is enlightened beings. Enlightened beings, yitam are enlightened beings, okay? Enlightened beings. So now, here the word dejis. So, and this is now get a little bit complicated. The word, so better to stick with one thought if the other was, in Tibetan, when you hear word yitam, that always means, you know, one thing, doesn't mean something here, something there, you know. So here, so now, in has invariable.
Invariable karma.
Invariable karma, that as the celestial realms, celestial realms, celestial beings. I think better to use, not to use word deity, you know, then otherwise the word deity lose its essence. Essence, then, you know, is not the celestial realms, no? How is, what do you call, Tamala, please, again, invariable?
Invariable karma.
So that karma will result is going to be in spiritual realm. It's not going to be in somewhere else, you know. That's why it's called miyoga. You can't, it won't change, you know. It won't change. It will, as the cause will determine, definitely determine the result. That's called miyoga, you know. So other than that, all other, you know, meritorious karma, they are opposite, what do you call?
Variable
karma, because it could change, you know. Say somebody doing some prayer for you, somebody doing so much prayer, you know, those karma could change. But that karma cannot change, you know, it will be, result is definite. That's called invariable, minuas. So just to explain that to me, very less. So, mainly concentrations. This in as in
invariable.
In how is it? In invariable karma mainly causes by mainly caused by concentration, you know. Concentration. Without concentration, so that karma is not easy to create. Concentration, so So there's a, now second limb. There's a first limb, not knowing. Second limb, there's karma. So here, if you remember, karma says somebody making like something or like delusional pot, like pottery, like is making something. So in the way they illustrate in the painting, that's like pottery, so making, you know, making something, mainly action, you know. Making something, oh, that's the second limb. Okay, second limb. Now the third limb.
Yes, consciousness.
Oh.
Geshe-la, did you want to continue? It's 8:20, or do you want?
Oh, so time is over. So I'm happy to stop. I'm looking forward to go back home. So I'll stop here. So then next Wednesday, okay. So this is good. Starting 12 link, I think it's good. No, so. So then, at least, if somebody comes here, oh, do you know this painting? You can explain. At least you can benefit them, you know, intellectually benefit them, okay? Jabba, Oh yeah, thank you. Have a wonderful night.